Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Senators introduce a bill to protect abortion survivors. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, two Republican U.S. senators have introduced the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act that would require abortion facilities and medical providers to treat babies born alive after a failed abortion with the same level of care as they would any other newborn. Senators James Lankford, Republican from Oklahoma, and John Thune, Republican from South Dakota, introduced the legislation that states if an abortion results in a live birth of an infant, the child is considered a legal person for all purposes under the laws of the United States and is entitled to all the protection of such laws. This is a major bill, Holly. It already has passed in the United States House. And it's actually on the U.S. Senate floor twice. Mm-hmm. The reason why is because the House passed it when the Senate had not yet constituted its committees. So consequently, there's no committees. It goes directly to what's called Rule 14, and it's in the House ready to vote on at any time under Rule 14 because there were no committee assignments at the time. Then, in addition to that, so it's already there, then these two Republicans separately introduced the bill in the Senate. It's an identical bill of the House. That one, now that the committees have been established, could go through committee. So there's two options. It's there. It could be voted on with committee involvement, which would involve testimony and investigation, or it could be voted on at any time without committee involvement, and go directly to the floor. The bottom line, however, is this. We do already have a Born Alive bill that was passed several years ago, but it was more hortatory and it had no penalties. In other words, it was more of a statement rather than a directive. It essentially talks about babies being born alive, but there's no requirement in what's currently in the law to provide protection or care to a baby that is born alive, and there's no penalty for actually not providing care. And what has happened is these babies have been born alive. They were earmarked for abortion, but they are born and they're alive. Some of those are perfectly fine, and they're either left to die by themselves with no help, thrown in the trash or in some cases the linen, or the doctor then intentionally does something to kill the baby. Dr. Gosnell snipped the spinal cords of the baby's neck. Some twisted their heads. It's awful what they would do.
You know, these bills, they keep bringing them up. And it's just tragic to me that they even have to keep bringing them up, that they have to vote on them. I mean, this is just humane here to give life to a child that's born. And I mean, Matt, we know people. We know Melissa Odin. We know Gianna Jessen. We've talked to them, Claire Colwell, people that have been born alive as a result of a failed abortion. These are real people. They're not hypothetical myths. You know, there's many of them across in the nation, but it's just a humane thing to treat someone who's born alive, to take care of them and treat them as a person under the law.
Yes. I mean, we also represented Jill Stanek. She worked at Christ Medical Hospital Center up in Chicago that is affiliated with the United Church of Christ. That organization, going back to the 1960s, was pro-abortion. It was part of the National Abortion Rights Action League. It is the church of, remember, Reverend Jeremiah Wright, Barack Obama. That's the church that Barack Obama attended when he was in Chicago, and his pastor was Jeremiah Wright. Well, that's the organization, United Church of Christ, very, very liberal organization, very, very pro-abortion, pro-LGBTQ, etc. They are affiliated with that hospital. And so that hospital where Jill worked as a nurse, one day she was told that there was a baby that had been born alive. And she goes in and she finds this baby that had just been left there, gasping for air, and she cradles it for 45 minutes until it has no more breath. It stops breathing. It's a horrible situation. She found out that this particular hospital, you think it has the word Christ in it. You think, well, this is a Christian hospital. No, it's Christian in name only. This organization, this United Church of Christ, has been literally for abortion before the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. And so this hospital is very pro-abortion. These women would come to Christ Hospital for an abortion. And when they were born alive, the hospital would let them just die on their own. They would wrap them in linen and throw them into the basket, let them die. Jill and some of the other nurses were shocked by it. They created what they called a comfort room just for these babies. And the nurses would go in there. They were told that you can't do anything to save these babies. And they went in and they would hold these babies until they had their last breath.
I mean, there are no words for that, Matt. I'm struggling to find words, but that's why people go into healthcare, is to help people, to save lives. And then they're being told, no, you just have to let that baby die?
Yeah, well, Jill went to the Illinois State Legislature to pass in Illinois a born alive bill. She testified several times. Barack Obama was always the wall that blocked her. And he would appear to listen to you. He would look at the photos. Then he would push them aside, she would say, and he would look at her and say, but if we pass this law, then it would interfere with a woman's, quote, right to have an abortion.
No, it will interfere with the money that Planned Parenthood gets for these baby body
and
parts.
By
That's
the way,
the bottom line.
Once the baby's born alive, it's not an abortion.
Exactly.
It's infanticide.
Exactly.
You know, a woman is not pregnant when the baby's outside of the womb. And he was always the one that stopped it. So she later went to the Congress and she testified, and the Born Alive Act was passed, and it's part of the law, but it has no penalties. So this particular Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act now says if there is a baby that's born alive, you have to provide treatment. It says specifically, it defines the term abortion as the use or prescription of any instrument, medicine, drug, or any other substance or device, A, to intentionally kill the unborn child of a woman known to be pregnant, or B, to intentionally terminate the pregnancy of a woman known to be pregnant with an intention other than, you know, it goes on with some other language, but if you have an abortion and a baby is born alive, the bill says that you need to provide medical treatment. Abortion survivors are not hypothetical.
Right. And those who do not comply are subject to civil and criminal charges, including fines and or imprisonment for not more than 5 years. But it is, you know, you do add the mother of the child is not to be prosecuted, right, but she may pursue damages against the person who committed the abortion.
Well, even though most states do not keep track of the number of babies who survive abortions, data from at least seven states between 2020 and 2022 found reports of 34 babies who were born alive in botched abortions. The Center for Disease Control, CDC, reports that at least 143 babies were born alive after an attempted abortion between 2003 and 2014, and a number derived from only eight states. That's a number derived from only eight states that reported this information.
So these are just a handful. It's a handful of states.
The problem is that it's pretty significant. I mean, for example, in Minnesota, they want to allow babies to be born alive and aborted and killed, and if this bill passes, no tracking, no records, nothing. So it's essentially burying these babies without a tombstone.
Right. And you see
forgetting about them.
The Biden administration wanting to include abortion as part of emergency health care. So you see where that's going.
Yeah. So this is a bill that needs to pass. I encourage you to go to lcaction.org, lcaction.org. We're messaging on this right now. You can sign the petition. It's right there on the front page, lcaction.org. And you can also send faxes to members of the Senate to pass the Born Alive Act. It's already passed in the House. We just need this passed in the U.S. Senate. LCAction.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.